Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my friend and colleague Andrew McCarthy, and my friend and colleague Thaddeus McCotter, inquiring about what little we know of the said-to-be imminent indictment of the former president associated with the January 6th events of 2021. Thaddeus, you have a question for Andrew.
Yes, Andy. For our benefit, for the benefit of the listeners, can you walk us through the process post-indictment? Trump gets indicted, then what happens and how it plays out?
I think it's going to be unique, not only that we're in a unique situation, Thaddeus, of indicting a former president, because that's unfortunately that's now no longer unique, right? This will be the third time it's happened. But I think it'll be unique in this case precisely because there are so many other investigations and indictments and civil complaints that are lodged against Trump. So what normally happens is in a nonviolent case where there's no fear that the subject of the investigation is going to flee. What would happen is there would be an agreement between the prosecutors and the defense lawyers that the person would come in to surrender on a date certain. If the person's been arrested, is been charged by an indictment as opposed to a criminal complaint, you would surrender in order to be arraigned on the complaint. On the indictment. In this case, because Trump is in the custody of the, or not the custody, he's a protectee of the Secret Service, the court appearance, as happened in New York and as previously happened in Florida, there'll be coordination between the Secret Service, the agencies, the law enforcement agencies running the case. In this instance, it would be the FBI, the U.S. Marshals who run security for the Justice Department and the courts, and the court itself. So that's who would have to be involved in it. He'll be brought into the courthouse, the Prettyman Courthouse, I believe it's called, in Washington, D.C., where they'll make arrangements that he can be processed as any criminal defendant would be. In prior arrests, Trump has not had photographs taken because he's such a notorious figure that the law enforcement people have conceded that that's not necessary, but he'll be fingerprinted like people are when they're arrested, and they'll go through the rest of the processing. Then he'll be brought to court. There'll be no issue, I don't think, with bail, obviously, but you'll get a judge and a trial date. A judge will be assigned and a trial date will be fixed. And this is where I think this is a unique situation, because as John mentioned at the beginning of our conversation, we're now getting a very crowded calendar between, on the one side, the political calendar as it attends to the 2024 election with all these debates and primaries and what have you in the nominating process, and then the general election, versus Trump's litigation calendar, which is now bursting with court appearances based on the case in New York, the federal case in Florida, what appears to be the imminent federal case in Washington, and what we're told in the next month or so will be the state case that will be brought in Georgia, in Fulton County, Atlanta. That should be brought by mid-August on the basis of the reporting we're hearing. And in the middle of that, on October 3rd, Trump faces a civil trial in New York based on the massive civil fraud allegations that were brought by Attorney General Letitia James in New York against Trump and his adult children. Although I would point out that Ivanka Trump has been dropped from that case. There's no longer a pending case against her, but against the former president and his two adult sons, as well as other executives of the Trump Organization, that case is pending.
Quickly, Andy, there was recently statements made about the presentation to Judge Eileen Cannon for the Florida case and when that trial would happen sooner rather than later. And we were left to believe that the judge was contemplating dates or delays for the attorneys to act correctly. Is there an understanding in justice about who gets priority when there are multiple indictments? Do the feds go first? Do the feds go first on over local or state? Is there any rule there? We have about 30 seconds.
There is no rule. You know, the common rule of the road is that, you know, first in time, first in law. But even that is not the federal government has no authority to tell the states what to do in terms of their scheduling.
So therefore, we could have the New York State, New York City, the federals in Florida and the federals in the D.C. all battling over court dates. Is that correct?
Correct. That is correct.
Andrew McCarthy, National Review Online, Thaddeus McCutter, American Greatness, what little we know about the imminent indictment of the former president of the United States by the special counsel. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Time for a sofa upgrade? Visit washablesofas.com and discover Anabay, where designer style meets budget-friendly prices, with sofas starting at $699. Anabay brings you the ultimate in furniture innovation with a modular design that allows you to rearrange your space effortlessly. Perfect for both small and large spaces, Anabay is the only machine-washable sofa inside and out. Say goodbye to stains and messes with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics that make cleaning easy. Liquid simply slides right off. Designed for custom comfort, our high-resilience foam lets you choose between a sink and feel or a supportive memory foam blend. Plus, our pet-friendly, stain-resistant fabrics ensure your sofa stays beautiful for years. Don't compromise quality for price. Visit washablesofas.com to upgrade your living space today with no-risk returns and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get up to 60% off plus free shipping and free returns. Shop now at washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.